This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. I'd like to take this moment to welcome WRKQ, 1250 AM out of Madisonville, Sweetwater, Athens, Niota, Tennessee. You folks are now ninjas. Nobody sees you, but they know you're out there. The number to get in is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. In 1961, during his inaugural address, John F. Kennedy said, "The torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans." He was a young guy. That was Camelot. Remember, he was quite the young man being sworn in as the president. Now there's a generation behind me. You know, there's 20-some-odd years old behind me, you know, old enough to be some of my children. And in a lot of cases, they are in positions of leadership politically. As we go about our day, the modern urban mayor is epitomized by Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey. He has chosen not to crack down on the barbarians torching the city, and he encourages them to keep the flames hot because he says the symbolism of a building cannot outweigh the importance of life, which is a stupid statement. It's a sophomoric statement. And it's not going to save anyone or any structure. The building is not a symbol. The building is a thing that has value to the person who owns it. And that's the problem with Frey and the generation of snowflakes who are moving into positions of power and responsibility. Quite simply, they don't believe in private property. In fact, they see private property as a genuine evil. So, of course, it's not going to matter if somebody burns it down. It's not worth protecting. We saw the same attitude in Baltimore in 2015 when Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake expressed the notion that protesters should be given space to destroy. She said, "At the time, I made it very clear that I worked with the police and instructed them to do everything they could to make sure that the protesters were able to exercise their right to free speech. It's a very delicate balancing act. Because while we try to make sure that they are protected from the cars and other things that were going on, we also gave those who wished to destroy space to do that as well. And we worked very hard to keep that balance and to put ourselves in the best position to de-escalate." What she did was she put the rioters in the driver's seat. And, you got the predictable results out of that one. The riots over the death of a black man who died in the back of a police van cost small businesses $9 million and the city was out of $20 million. The damage in Minneapolis-St. Paul far exceeds what has happened in Baltimore in 2015, coming from power line. The crime spree spread from Minneapolis to St. Paul and points elsewhere. More than 170 St. Paul businesses have been looted or damaged, while dozens of fires have been set. St. Paul had nothing to do with the death of George Floyd. It has nothing more than a target of criminal opportunity. Suburban malls fear they may be next, and civic order is broken down with astonishing speed, and mob rule has descended. We'll talk about that in just a second. Forces of order have withdrawn. Meanwhile, 7 people were shot during a demonstration in Louisville protesting Floyd's death and the death of an unarmed black woman shot in her apartment. Coming from CNN, which I thought they got torn down too in Atlanta, but that's besides the point. 7 people were shot downtown, the mayor said in a video message on Twitter. Property damage was also reported after peaceful demonstrations took a turn. The protesters say they want justice. And the rioters, they want tennis shoes and Gucci bags and flat-screen TVs and liquor and prescription drugs. That's what they want. They're not looking for justice. They're looking... This is the thing, you know, This is like when Arthur tells Batman, some people just want to see the world burn. That's what they want. Nowhere else would you, and you know, this is quite evident about what Soros thinks about his combatants when you're pre-positioning pallets of bricks. Pallets of bricks. Now, you can't have justice or freedom without order. You know? Even the dead racist anti-feminist white men who wrote the Constitution knew that. But that has apparently escaped this generation of political leaders whose timidity in the face of violence and anarchy would be astonishing if it wasn't expected. When the pagan tribes known to the Romans as the barbarians were at the gates of the city, the public didn't demand the praetorians give the Vandals space to destroy. They wanted to be protected. They weren't interested in the virtue signaling of politicians. They wanted to be protected. But to people like Rawlings-Blake and Jacob Fry and these and this new snowflake generation of politicians raised not to offend but to take offense and to fear everything, the idea of protecting against the antisocial thugs who are destroying civic order and their city never materializes. Now, here's what I want to say about this death. The death of George Floyd is grotesque. I've seen video of the man talking. I don't know what his background is. I'm looking for his background. I haven't seen it yet. Just so many things going on. We've got conflicting autopsy reports. The official one says he didn't die of asphyxiation. The Michael Bodden one says he did die of asphyxiation. What we do know is that when he went on the deck, before he had the knee put to his neck, he was alive. And when the knee came off of his neck, he was dead. That's what we know. We can talk all we want to about rushing to judgment, social media, you know, juries and all this other stuff. That's what we know. We also know, if you listen on Friday, listening to Masad Ayoub, and I'll get him back on to talk about this as we have all these other findings, nobody in police departments train their people to get control of a situation by putting their knee in somebody's neck. And Masad has been around. He's been to a few police departments. He's like a legend to the police departments. He's like E.F. Hutton. When Masad talks, people listen. So, what it all boils down to is we had malfeasance of duty on the part of the cop that put the knee on the guy's neck and malfeasance of duty on the cops that stood by and watched this happen. We don't know. I don't know what the Minneapolis, policy within the department is, and I'll bet you Jacob Fry can't tell you either. But you got three guys who observed another guy kill a guy that they had control of, and anybody can get out there. Well, he was probably fighting or thrashing about 4-on-1 people, but then, as Black America comes out and very peacefully protests this death, then Antifa moves into the middle of them and insinuates themselves into this, and we get all this violence starting. And for some reason, when the looting starts, then that mob mentality takes over, and then everything gets really ugly. And the biggest problem I see with this is where these events are occurring, I don't see this stopping. I don't know how long it can sustain itself, but I don't see it stopping. And as for every day that they operate, they will become emboldened. And before long, you know, they've been kicked off Twitter, but one of the tweets they put out, let's go to the White Hoods and take what's ours. That's their game plan. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And I need to take this time to welcome to the fold of Ninjas, WRKQ, 1250 AM out of Madisonville, Sweetwater, Athens, and Niota, Tennessee. Welcome, Ninjas! You didn't know you were one, but you are. And the number to get in is 866-582-9933. That is 866-582-9933. Now then, One of the offshoots of these protests, if you go out there and if you spend any time on Twitter, or as I call it, the online sewer, that has erupted in most American cities over the past few days has been a growing call on the left to defund law enforcement and end policing. What a smoking hot idea, huh? If you search Twitter for the hashtag, which I remember when that was pound, the hashtag defund police, and you'll see thousands of people urging an end to law enforcement as a radical yet necessary step to eliminate injustices perpetrated by police officers. Like defund police at JBeware, getting a lot of replies tonight about the demand to defund police, police abolition, etc. First, I just say that defund police is not my demand, but it is the demand emanating from the black-led organizers who've been doing this work for years right now in this moment. This raises a few questions that these guys should be asking themselves. And I'm sorry, but they should be asking themselves. First of all, haven't the past few nights given them evidence of what would likely happen if law enforcement simply disappeared? But back to Twitter, because JBeware wasn't done yet. So what does it mean? It means that the abolitionist trajectory is the correct agenda regarding policing in the U.S., reducing or eliminating police, reducing the number of cops on the street, demilitarizing them and taking away their resources, not granting more. The militarization of police. You see how good that's working out, don't you? it's not working out very good at all. There's some very simple things about movement when you're under a weapon, when you're driving a gun, that any infantryman learns. And when you go into basic training, you all learn them. Everybody learns them, whether you're going to be a cook or a combat engineer. And apparently, police doesn't. Some of these police don't know these things. And, I understand the concept of the militarization of police. I'm just not seeing a lot of evidence of it right now. Then back to JBeware. So what about crime? Well, to deal with crime, it is also clear that you have to deal with inequality in society. Reparations, social spending, UBI, universal free health care, universal free education. The root of crime is poverty, inequity, racism, and policing itself. Unfortunately for the defund police movement, the economic damage done by the coronavirus lockdown, which has now been compounded by the damage in many cities by the looters and the rioters, is going to make it economically infeasible to offer up free health care, college, education, universal basic income, the other pricey programs that the supporters believe would end crime and make law enforcement irrelevant, even if the American public were to vote in politicians who would attempt to implement this agenda. Who we don't even know who they are. Well, they're probably Democrats. The defund police movement might be happy to learn, however, that the same economic damage is also likely to lead to budget reductions for governments across the board, including first responders. And we're likely going to see fewer uniformed police officers this time next year, along with fewer firefighters, EMTs, and paramedics, whether we like it or not. But I can't help but wonder how many of the same folks that are calling for an end to policing are also big believers in the idea that we need all kinds of new gun control laws? Joe Biden's gun control agenda would not only defund law enforcement, it would dramatically expand the number of federal felony gun laws on the books and lead to even more police power, which wouldn't mean anything because we'd have fewer cops. He wants to regulate possession of existing assault weapons under the National Firearms Act, which currently requires individuals possessing fully automatic weapons, suppressors, and short-barreled rifles to undergo a background check and register those weapons with the ATF. And due to these requirements, such weapons are rarely used in crimes. The fully automatic weapon is about to, it's becoming a thing of the past. As president, Biden would pursue legislation to regulate possession of existing assault weapons, as he calls them. He wants to buy back the assault weapons that, first he wants to regulate them, then he wants to buy them back. I don't really know which one he really wants to do. But he wants to buy back the assault weapons and the standard capacity magazines that are already in the community. And he will also institute a program to buy back the weapons of war currently on the streets. And this will give individuals who now possess assault weapons or high-capacity magazines two options. Sell the weapons to the government or register them under the National Firearms Act. Both of them are grab, a taking. I own three AR-15s, and I'm going to own more. And making the most commonly sold and possessed rifle in the United States illegal will likely lead to millions of Americans breaking the law by maintaining possession of the guns they already own or having an unfortunate boating accident in a bottomless river. We will all probably pick the same river. And then, okay, so if they want to get rid of law enforcement, when we say no to gun control, who are they going to send to kick in our door, to plate up and come in and make us comply? He also wants to require background checks for all gun sales, which is already, you know, that's already a thing. FFLs have to do it. They say today, and this is a flawed number, 1 in 5 are sold or transferred without a background check. He will enact universal background check legislation requiring a background check for all gun sales, with very limited exceptions, like a gift between a close family member. They will close the so-called gun show and online sales loophole, which doesn't actually exist, and that the Obama-Biden administration era, but which cannot be fully closed by executive action alone. So once again, in order for a universal background check to work, people that own guns have got to go to the police department to do the background check. If we don't have any police departments, where are you going to go for that one? If it weren't so silly, it would be stupid. And it's pretty stupid. Pretty silly. I've been wondering this, so I decided to dig into this. And when we get back, we're going to talk about the death rate of Black America today. What's causing it? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom.
Truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is telling governors to get tough on looters and rioters across the country. The president, speaking in a conference call with governors, says,
"You have to dominate. If you don't dominate, you're wasting your time. They're going to run over you. You're going to look like a bunch of jerks."
President Trump also addressing the looting and rioting in Washington, D.C.
"In D.C., we're going to do something that people haven't seen before."
On the heels of President Trump's comments, people across the country are protesting. So far, things are remaining peaceful. Nearly 40 cities are under various forms of curfews. Independent medical examiners say the manner of George Floyd's death is homicide. A statement from the family attorney says doctors found pressure to Floyd's neck and back led to his death. Some members of the Floyd family held a prayer vigil on Monday at the site of where George Floyd died last Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former Vice President Joe Biden, speaking with black community leaders at a church in Wilmington, Delaware, rips the Trump administration for their response to the coronavirus pandemic.
The band-aid has been ripped off by this pandemic and this president. Nobody can pretend any longer what this is all about.
Biden was one of many Democrats who called President Trump xenophobic after the president put in place a travel ban from China during the beginning stages of the coronavirus pandemic. The Supreme Court declined to hear a challenge on Monday to lawyers' state bar fees, which had been brought after justices struck down mandatory union dues in a 2018 case, citing the First Amendment. Wisconsin attorneys had sued the state bar over its collection of dues, saying that the First Amendment was violated by forcing them to subsidize the speech of the State Bar of Wisconsin. The State Bar of Wisconsin saying they will suspend a lawyer's license to practice if he or she refuses to pay the dues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 866-582-9933. That is 866-582-9933. I've been a little curious about this. I've seen the numbers before, but it's been a while since I familiarized myself with this. The death of George Floyd a week ago, while in custody of a brutal Minneapolis police officer, has disgusted a lot of people. And there's no one who's not expressed support for the peaceful protest by citizens of all races about this violation of humanity and citizenship and law. It's an aberration against humanity, you know. But race activists and leftist anti-Americans see profit from dividing Americans and sparking race hatred. They draw false lessons about structural racism and the need to pull down American civil and political institutions. And their constructive advice, heard in the last few days in riots in Minneapolis and elsewhere, is it all needs to be burnt down and kill white people. Now, some race activists, such as those of Black Lives Matter, argue that African Africans, if you will. I had somebody call in to me on a local radio show the other day who identified himself as an African-American. And see, I'm a German-American, a German-British-American, and I just call myself an American. I claim the high status. And he kept calling himself that, and he finally broke down and told me he was born in Brooklyn. And I said, welcome, brother. But he was a leftist. He didn't want to hear that. Black Lives Matter, some of them say that, you know, black Americans are suffering from a genocide enacted by white police and other racist whites. It is the Black Lives Matter Foundation is a global organization in the U.S., the U.K., and Canada whose mission is to eradicate white supremacy and build local power to intervene in violence inflicted on black communities by the state and vigilantes. Vigilantes. But their analysis of the troubles of black communities is highly distorted. And not the least of which by what they systematically ignore, which is the most murdered black men are murdered by other black men. There's a reason for this. And let's be clear at the outset that that black Americans legitimately have grave complaints about extreme abuse their ancestors suffered under slavery and the discrimination and disabilities imposed upon them after slavery. All legitimate. Even today, long after the anti-slave campaigns of white Americans, the court decisions outlawing various forms of discrimination and the goodwill efforts of many individuals and institutions to be inclusive and welcoming, even with all of that, black America lives with some serious disadvantages in some cases. And one catastrophic condition in the lives of many black Americans today is the horrendously high murder rate that they experience. According to the U.S. Census, black Americans make up 12.6% of the U.S. population in 2010, 13.3% in 2015, and according to the FBI, were in 2013 victims of 45% of all murders in the United States. In 2018, 15.4% of the murders in the U.S., more than three times the rate that might be expected by population. All things being equal, they should account for somewhere just around 12% of all murders. If murders were done the way they are done everywhere else, there's a reason why young black men die in such high numbers. So what are the facts about this? You might get the impression from Black Lives Matter that black Americans are murdered by white racists, especially the cops. And according to the FBI, in 2013, of the 2,491 black or African American murdered, 189 were murdered by whites, 20 by other, 37 by unknown, and 2,245 by black or African-American. So in other words, in 2013, 90% of black Americans were murdered by other black Americans. And the years since are much the same. In 2018, 2,925 were murdered, 2,600 or 89% were murdered by other black Americans. That makes that sort of hard to attribute this to white racism. And while in 2013, 189 black Americans were murdered by whites, 409 whites were murdered by black Americans. In cross-race murders, more than twice as many whites have been murdered as black Americans. But the other side of the coin is that 48% of all the murders are committed by black Americans. And more than three times that would be expected from, 13% of the population. So while they're involved in the most serious crime, either as a victim or the perpetrator, and this is at a rate that far exceeds other communities in America, this cannot be considered a direct result of racism. Now, black Americans, 50% of all this type of crime occurs in 2% of the counties of the United States. Most of these are drug-related. And the one thing that, if you look at this, a lot of this right now is being perpetrated by social media, which is very biased. And then it's pushed further by media, legacy media. Most black Americans choose not to engage in crime. That's a fact. Most of black America just wants to work and do the same thing that you want to do. You want to work, take care of their family, have 2.5 kids, a boat, watch a lot of football games, that kind of thing. They have agency. They select their own goals. But in the inner city, where in most places in the inner city you see a lot of democratic bastions of power there, what you see is you see no economic opportunity. You see no educational opportunity. You see no family structure. And then what you see is a bunch of young black men who you know, young people want to have authority figures. They want a mom. They want a dad. And the left destroyed that a long time ago. The left destroyed the black family structure. So, while everybody's shouting racism, if we really, if black lives really matter, why aren't we going to Chicago every weekend trying to stop? You know, they have an average, what is it, 50, 60 shootings a weekend in Chicago. So calling, you know, and then when they get this, you know, a lot of them want to reduce police presence, and they get it like in Baltimore, and then they're calling the police. Right now what I'm seeing is I am seeing Black Lives Matter do a lot of peaceful protests, and for that I appreciate this as someone who lives in America. But this is not about racism. This is not systemic racism nationwide. There are bad apples, no doubt about it. And, you know, if wherever there is real racism, we must move and move swiftly to stomp it out. But this is not systemic racism. And they've got to, we've got to come to a consensus on that. Otherwise, we make no progress. We're just constantly walking on the treadmill. Going really fast, really hard, going nowhere in particular. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now. and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in is 866-582-9933. That is 866-582-9933. Now then, watching, you know, Minneapolis concerns me because my network is in Minneapolis. So right now, as I speak on the other end, my producer is in Minneapolis. So it concerns me what goes on in Minneapolis. And when I watch the Minneapolis Police Department abandon their third precinct to the torch and the crowbar wielding peaceful protesters in the Democrat-run state and city, my first thought was maybe I should disarm. After all, I've been reliably informed by our smart and competent elite betters that I don't need guns because the police are going to protect me, and I'm sure that even though they can't defend their own police station, they will absolutely defend me, my family, and my pet unicorn. But then, on the other hand, confusingly, I'm told, reliably informed, that the police are evil monsters of racism and badness, and that they should be the only ones with guns because of reasons that I'm not clear on. But I know that our smart and competent elite betters always know better. That's why there are betters. If you have any doubts about it, just look at the urban paradise that is Progressive Minneapolis. They have unicorns at the zoo. But what do you expect of a place that elects noted sister wife Ilhan Omar? Now, if I were a cynical cuss, I might doubt both the intentions and the competence of the Democrat elite and the media, the complicit media minions that are out, who stood in front of the burning and looted businesses, solemnly informing you and me that the people contributing to the conflagration were socially conscious activists, registering their dissatisfaction with the way the Democratic City and their police tactics, and by stealing the big screen Vizios and the bottles of Jack Daniels. There was a lot of giddy joy in the destruction among the blue check nomenclatura, at least until the peaceful protesters tried to peacefully burn down CNN and turn Tater Stelter into a French fry. Violence is so much more fun when it's not you being violated, isn't it? But in any case, the leftist elite handled this crisis about as well as the blue state governments handled the pangolin pneumonia, which is to say terribly, cowardice, incompetence, moral illiteracy. You would feel sorrier for the urban victims of these Democrat clowns if these urban victims of these Democrat clowns hadn't gone and elected and then reelected these Democrat clowns. I know this. And it's weird how none of this is going on in a city controlled by Republicans for the most part. But don't worry. The garbage media was there to assure you that this is all Donald Trump's fault. Because it was. Shut up. It was. But it's all lies. And it's but those lies are about Donald Trump. And lies are all the Democrats and the media have. And despite their compelling argument to the contrary, that we normal Americans, the kind that don't riot, are a bunch of racist, Jesus-loving Neanderthals who should be grateful for their benevolent rule over us. And anything that goes wrong is because the orange man is bad. I still tend to think that we need to keep our guns. In fact, I think that we healthy, law-abiding citizens all ought to buy guns and ammunition in bulk. Now, call me, cautious, crazy, conscious, whatever. But we have this elite that thinks the First Amendment doesn't apply to us. No. Our free speech rights don't extend to hurt their feels. Our religious rights are subordinated to performative paranoia over an overhyped virus. We have a leftist elite that is outraged about the idea of due process for the accused, unless the accused is their bad-fingered, dislocated and cringy POTUS candidate. And we have a leftist elite that claps like trained seals whenever thugs burn stuff down, and that generally considered us normal citizens, the scum of the earth. I would prefer not to be at the mercy of people who despise me and who hate me and deny that I have any rights or legitimate interests. In fact, I'm going to have to insist that I not be at their mercy. And the way to do that is to not deny these aspiring oppressors a monopoly on force, just like the founders envisioned. But aren't we told that the idea of militant American citizens packing heat for freedom, isn't that an anachronism? Only if you've never heard of Vietnam or Afghanistan. One of my favorite aspects of social media life is hearing from the Futon Fighting Force generals who've never fired a gun, and even they don't even play Call of Duty because it reinforces the patriarchal gender role. And their insight when one mentions the need for all healthy law-abiding citizens to buy guns and ammo is to insist that a bunch of civilians with AR-15s could never hope to prevail against the forces of the government, which they hope to enlist in their cause for oppressing us. Except in Minneapolis, that got proven wrong because you had a bunch of disorganized scumbags packing torches and crowbars, and they just ran a precinct of cops out of the building. Now, even if you take a moment and adjust for the manifest incompetence of the Minneapolis PD, starting with the mayor and working on down to the flatfoots who apparently don't understand the concept of breathing, that's not exactly a ringing endorsement of the idea that we might as well just give up our rights if the fearsome agents of tyranny so demand. It's sort of an opposite, in fact. The fact that an armed populace is an essentially unbeatable force that would outnumber and outgun any outlaws that claimed government authority who choose to violate their oath and wage war upon American citizens, I mean, they can look that right in the face and deny it, but it's, hey. In Minneapolis, what you basically have is a bunch of knuckleheads who raise their voices and they've won. And despite the protests of the prissy patents of progressivism, a bunch of citizens with rifles, many of whom would probably be veterans, is a pretty fantastic deterrent to those who think they can steal our liberty. Now, this Chinese coronavirus fiasco, the shocking killing of George Floyd, and the riots resulting from this Democrat failure have taught America several things. One is that a surprising and sad number of law enforcement officers are willing to follow cheesy, stupid, and unconstitutional orders. A quick tour of social media will horrify you with the damage done to that support by a video of stupid cops hassling citizens for going outside or trying to attend a church. People who long back the blue feel stabbed in the back, and the LEOs are going to have to work to earn back the support they lost because a lot of their comrades sided with the Democrat bullies against the people. Similarly, we learned that the police are not necessarily going to be there for us. From that gooey tub of cowardice in Florida who let kids be murdered while he stood with a weapon outside the school, to the MPD running away and letting criminals burn their building. How comfortable do you feel putting your lives in the hands of this kind of a government employee? The one inspirational sight during the riots was a bunch of black Americans with modern rifles defending their businesses. And that's so American, that couldn't be more American if those guys were bald eagles. Golden eagles, whatever. A 1964 Mustang. Or a Ted Nugent soundtrack. They couldn't be more American. Gun control began with Democrats trying to control black Americans. Gun control today is Democrats trying to control all Americans. And that's not going to happen. For all of you out there that have been thinking to yourself, we can't rise up. Well, the children have shown us. Now, they don't understand what they're doing. As a matter of fact, they don't even understand the damage they're doing to their own cause. But all I'll say is this. Buy guns, buy ammunition, because there can be no truly free people. There's not also an armed people. Back again in 21 hours in between now and then, please, if you will, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.